Hello, I'm Dr. David Johnson, professor of medicine and chief of gastroenterology at Eastern Virginia Medical School. Well, ischemic colitis is a very common problem. Those that deal with patients that come to the emergency room certainly can recognize it. It counts anywhere from 16 to 26% of patients presenting with lower GI bleed. The typical history is quite standard, and most of you would understand that the patients have abdominal pain, they come in with some then subsequent bloody diarrhea, and this is typically a disease which is quite self-limited in the absence of more severe disease. And I'm going to come back to that. Dr. Larry Brandt, who is truly one of the masters of gastroenterology, but in particular vascular diseases and ischemic diseases of the GI tract, certainly well recognized for his work in this, had a recent red section in the American Journal of Gastroenterology, How I Do It. And it caught my eye. I thought there were some very salient points, and it gives me a moment to digress again to be reiterative a little bit on the right colon ischemia. Well, Dr. Brandt talks about the first several questions. Well, what are the symptoms? Well, the symptoms, as I alluded to, are pretty typical. Abdominal pain is invariably the case. But in the typical patient with left-sided or transverse and left-sided ischemic disease, these patients also have most frequently diarrhea, cramping, abdominal pain, and bloody diarrhea. In contradistinction, the issue of a patient that comes in with just right-sided abdominal pain and where bleeding may not even be evident, this should be a bell ringer for consideration of right isolated right colon ischemia. This is a very important point because this is also now also very frequently associated or is associated with a more ischemic risk that is in the vasculature of the superior mesenteric artery, which supplies then not only the entire small bowel, but also the cecum, the ascending colon, and portions of the transverse colon. And this is associated with a much more severe disease. Dr. Brandt and his colleague, Dr. Fjorstadt, published a very interesting retrospective review, which I'll annotate in my discussion today, in November 2015. If you haven't seen this article in Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology, please go back and look at it. But they looked at 313 patients and looked at the patients presenting with colon ischemia. They had then those 20% of these patients had just isolated right colon ischemia. And when they looked at the scans of these patients and identified them by vascular scans, 84% had isolated right colon ischemia, but there were 15% that had involvement of the superior mesenteric artery and acute mesenteric ischemia. Typically, these are patients that have either a thrombus more commonly in up to two-thirds of patients or an embolus in up to about a third of patients. These patients, though, present with severe abdominal pain, and rectal bleeding is quite rare in the 12 to 16% range. And again, this is something that has an incredibly high, if not an absolute mortality associated, approaching 100%. So these patients clearly have a worse prognosis. They need to be identified early, and then they need to have vascular identification of their SMA in particular. And this is something that Dr. Brandt points out not only in that retrospective review, but in the current How I Do It. So the symptoms, again, think about isolated right side abdominal pain, the absence of bleeding. You may really be behind the list should be isolated right colon ischemia. Well, the second question he asks is, well, what else could it be? Well, infectious colitis certainly would be something reiterative that you'd take a good history, good physical exam, medication use, vascular vasoconstrictive agents. Think about things like OH-157 in particular. That would be quite rare, but not unusual, but not to be missed. And then the issues are there are patients that may present with colon ischemia, but because of an obstructive phenomenon. So there's clearly patients with a fecal impaction or even a colonic adenocarcinoma. So these could be associated cofactors in the face of colonic ischemia, but still be underlying causality. So the third question is, what should be done for diagnosis? Well, CT is clearly the best test to assess the extent and the severity, and then certainly to limit our workup, in particular if it's just left-sided disease as opposed to the isolated right colon ischemia. So CT with IV contrast is clearly the best test. They're almost sure going to get this through the ER when they come in, but it is quite helpful. And if there's any question on the CT being isolated right colon ischemia, Dr. Brandt recommends that these patients be very aggressively evaluated with a CT angiography or an MR angiography or mesenteric angiography to assess for the SMA patency, which would prompt immediate evaluation for intervention and close surgical evaluation. The next question is, how sick is the patient, and are there any discriminants? Well, certainly the discriminants in the acute mesenteric ischemia are clearly patients that have more severe symptoms, but not necessarily just symptoms. In the retrospective review, they did high white count typically in the 30,000+, BUN elevation greater than 30 typically in their study. BUN is not necessarily here reflective so much of renal insufficiency, but of the hypercatabolic state with the colon ischemia. Things that you might traditionally be checking for, like LDH or serum lactate, was not discriminant in those patients that they had the isolated or isolated right colon ischemia and acute mesenteric ischemia, unless in fact there was severe infarction and gangrenous changes. So again, things that you think about are particularly white count elevation, BUN elevation, and the other is in particular in patients with COPD. So if you have an isolated colon ischemia on the right side and you have these parameters and you investigate and the patient still doesn't have evidence of an SMA thrombus or an embolus, the recommendation is to follow these people sequentially and extremely carefully, because these are patients at risk for developing those things over the sequence of the next 30 days. So again, watching these people very closely, even in the absence of an acute mesenteric occlusion that you would identify by interventional angiography or CTA or MR angiography. The next question is, Dr. Brandt raises, do they need antibiotics? And the answer is maybe. In mild disease, no. But in moderate severe disease, the answer is yes. This really has no clinical trial from a human perspective, but it does come from animal studies that have looked at this, and in particular with the translocation risk for bacteremia. The recommendation is a standard third-generation cephalosporin or aminoglycoside, quinolone, and something to cover anaerobes, so flagellin and then some type of gram-negative coverage. Particularly, those would be the recommendation for moderate to severe disease. And these would be heralding on CT findings or the clinical features that we've alluded to, white count elevation, systemic response, BUN catabolic state. And then the final question Dr. Brandt raises is, do they need a surgeon? And the answer is, well, if the patients have moderate severe disease, it's certainly good to get a surgeon involved, and the recommendations are really to follow this. One other caveat, that, and this was raised in the American College of Gastroenterology guidelines that Dr. Brandt was the senior author on, that were published in 2015, and I'll cite those for your reference as well, is at least when you do your colonography or colonoscopy, when you start your colonoscopy in these patients, minimal air, if possible, use CO2. It has less barostatic pressure associated with the air distension, which impedes serosal blood flow, again, may aggravate an underlying ischemia. And if you see ischemia, when you get to the distal extent, stop, pull out. You don't need to do anything, maybe biopsy to be sure that that's what it is. But pressing on to meet a quality metric that you got to the cecum in these patients may have serious untoward consequences. So, in final summary, think about colon ischemia. Dr. Brandt's How I Do It gives us great guidance. Reflect back on the isolated right colon ischemia. Think about acute mesenteric ischemia in that patient population. It's not something that can be missed. The mortality statistic approaches 100%. CT is the best diagnostic test. Again, thinking of these patients and they come in with abdominal pain, and really the absence of rectal bleeding in the majority of cases. So, common problem for ischemia, don't miss the isolated right colon ischemia. Dr. Brandt's excellent guidance, as always, gives us new thought and opportunity to discuss. Hopefully these points will be of value to you in your next challenging case. I'm Dr. David Johnson. Thanks again for listening.